Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Hey Amud Beis, the last line. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Avina Talia, when I was a youngster, Amina Milsa de Shayona Lesavaya, I said something which I then asked the elders, Vishtakach Kivasi, and they said like me as well, they were masking. I said as follows, that Chamas du Tveria, that Chamas is a reference to the city of Tveria, V'lam Anikrash Machamas Al Shum Chame Tveria, because it has the hot springs. Rakas du Tzipayri, Rakas is a reference to Tzipayri, V'lam Anikrash Marakas Mishum Dimidalia Kiraksa Dinahara. It's called Rakas because it's elevated like the banks of a river. Kinara Ziginaisar, Kinaris is referring to Ginaisar, Vlomanikra Shima Kinaris, the Mesiki Peira Kekala de Kinare, because it has sweet fruits like the sweet sound of a harp. Amar Rava, Rava asked, Mika Lamanda, Amar Rakas La Tveria Yi. Really, Chamas is Tveria, and not Rakas. Is there someone that says that Rakas is not a reference to Tveria? V'akishach v'nishachah, we know that when a person dies here in Bavel, so Hasim over there in Tveria, Safti lehachi, the person giving the hesped, he says as follows. He says that Gadlu b'sheshach v'shem lei b'rakas. He said that he was a Gadol in Sheshach, and he had a good reputation here in Rakas, referring to Tveria. V'chimaski arayna lehasim, and when they bring the arayn to Tveria, so Safti lehachi, he says as follows. Sridim Yashrei Rakas, those that love Eretz Yisrael and that they dwell in Rakas, in Tveria. So Tzu Vikablu Haruge Aimek, let's go and let's greet the one who was killed in Aimek in Bavel. And Kinach Nashid Reb Zera, we know that when Reb Zera, who originally lived in Bavel but then eventually moved to Eretz Yisrael, to Tveria, when Reb Zera died, so Pasach Lehusav Dana, the Masbid, he said that Eretz Shinar Haravialda, that Bavel conceived her and bore her, Eretz Svi Gidlo Shashua. Shashuah, but Eretz Yisrael, that's the one that raised her delight, referring to Reb Zera. Ayna la amra Rakas ki avda klichem dasa. And woe is to Rakas, says Rakas, because it lost its treasure, it lost its precious Reb Zera. So you see that Rakas is referring to Tveria. So Ela amra Rava, rather Rava says that Chamas zuchami grar. Chamas is referring to grar, al shame, that it has the hot springs of grar. Raka azu Tveria, and Kinara azu Kinaisar, like Rabbi Yechanan said. V'lama nikra shema Rakas. Now why is Tveria, why does it have this nickname of Rakas? Shafilu reikonin sheba malei mitzvahs karimai, because even the empty ones in Tveria, they're filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Rabbi Yirmiyah amar Rakas shema, its actual name is Rakas. Tveria is the nickname. V'lama nikra shema Tveria, and where did he get this nickname of Tveria from? She'eshev is b'tibura shalaret Yisrael, because it's in the Tibur, it's in the belly button, it's in the center of Eretz Yisrael. Rabba says also that Rakas Shema, that its actual name is Rakas, like Rabbi Yirmiya, but he says that V'lama Nikra Shema Tveria, where did they get the nickname of Tveria from? She Taiva Riasa. Tveria means Taivria, that it has good sights, it has nice views. Amar Zeira, says the Gemara Vayter now, that Zeira says, get Kitroin Zu Tzipayri. Kitroin is a reference to the city of Tzipayri. V'lama Nikra Shema Tzipayri. And why does it get the name Tzipayri? She Yeshev as Bereisha Har Ketzipar, because it sits, the city of Kitroin sits at the top of a mountain like a bird. Says the Gemara, is that really true? The Kitroin Tzipayri, is Kitroin the city of Tzipayri? Va Kitroin Bechalko Shal Zvulun Avay. We know that Kitron is in the chilek of Zevulun. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, Zevulun lo hayrish is yosfei Kitron is yosfei nahalol. So you see that Kitron was in Zevulun's chilek, and we know that Zevulun misraim al midaisav hava, and we know that Zevulun complained against his chilek. Now, if Kitron is Tzipayri, Zevulun should not have complained. Tzipayri is great to have. Now, how do we know Zevulun complained about its chilek? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that Zevulun am cheref nafshay lamus, that Zevulun was meiser nefesh, so to speak, they complained. And at that time, why did they complain? Mishum de Naftali amrei meisade. Because Naftali was in the fields. So explains the Gemara that Amar Zevulun of Nekadosh Baruch Hu, that Zevulun said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, la'achaye nasatalam sadesu kramim, velina satahar mugvais. My brothers, you gave fields and vineyards to me, you gave mountains and valleys. What am I supposed to do? I can't plant there, I can't make any money. Machaye nasata lehamaratzes. Ulina sata yamimunaharis. My brothers, you gave them land. To me, you gave rivers and seas. What am I supposed to do with the water? So Amar Lai, Hashem said to Zevulun, you don't know what you have. Kulon tzrichalach, everyone's going to actually come on to you. They're all going to need you al yidei chilazin, because you have the chilazin, which is needed for tcheles, and you have that in your chelek. Shemar, as the pasuk says, usafunai tmunei chol. It says that he had the sfunai tmunei chol in Tanya Rabbi Yosi, that safuni is achilazin. Safuni, which is a lashon of chashivas, is referring to the achilazoi, and temune is utirias. Temune is referring to the tirias, the type of fish, the tuna fish, and chol is uzachuchas levana. It's referring to sand, which is used to make white glass. So you see, and everyone's going to need these things. So you have lots of things to make money off of. So amar lefana. So zevulin zet Hashem, brother shel ayla mimay diani. Who's going to make sure that people don't steal it from me? So amar la Hashem zet him sham yizvuchu zivchay tzedek. Meaning to say that simon zeh yeh lecha. You'll have the following simon. Anybody who steals from you without paying, anyone who takes things from you without paying, is not going to be successful in his business. Now, says the Gemara now, to conclude our kasha on Reb Zeira, that v'isa kodaitach kitron zutzi pairi, if it's true, like Reb Zeira said, that kitron is a reference to tzi pairi, so amai misraim amidaisiv, why would Zevulun even think to complain about its cheshelek? V'ahav yitzi pairi milsudad ifatuva? Yes, tzi pairi, which is great. V'chitema delasba zava schalav udvash, if he'll say that tzi pairi doesn't have, it's unincluded in the bracha of it being a land flowing with milk and honey, that's not true. V'amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said over, now, Lididi Chazili, Zvas Chalav Udvash, the Tzipairi. I saw it. Vahavya Shisha Asar Mil, Shisha Asar Mil. It was 16 mil by 16 mil. 4 by 4 par size. That's a tremendous amount. Vahitema Dloy Nafisha Dida, Didei Kidachua. Maybe you'll say relatively compared to the other Shvatim, to the other Chalakim, it wasn't a lot. It's not true. Rama Rabbi Barbarchana, Rabbi Yechnon. Lididi Chazili, Zvas Chalav Udvash, the whole Eretz Yisrael. I saw all of the flowing milk and honey of Eretz Yisrael. And it was like the distance between Bekuve and Akra de Tulbakni, which is Esenutartan Parse Orka, which is 22 parsais in its length, Upusya Shisa Parse, and its width is 6 parsais. So it comes down Zevulun's Chelek, which was 4 by 4 parsais, was Be'erech an eighth of the Zvas Chel Vudvash of all of Eretz Yisrael. So proportionately, that's a lot. So why would Zevulun complain if it's true that Kitron is Tzipairi? Says the Gemara, Afilu achi sadu sukramim adifalei. Still no, we can understand that he complained because he specifically wanted fields and vineyards, and Nekanami dechsev Naftali amre meisada shema amina. You see that Zevulun's complaint was that Naftali is on the fields. So you see, that was Zevulun's ikka complaint. In Nekanami, they had milas. Zevulun's portion had milas, but Zevulun wanted specifically the mila that he saw by Naftali. Amar Rabbi Avayu, Rabbi Avayu says, New Gemara, more about names of different cities in Tanakh, that Ve'ekrin Te'aker, when it says an Ekrin is going to be uprooted, Zu Kesari Bas Edoim. It's referring to Kesari, that was controlled by Edoim, by Rome. She Yeshevez Ben Acholeis, it dwells amongst the sands. Ve'yisa Yasei Tekul Yisrael Bimei Yavonim. And it was like a peg that was a source of harassment for Klal Yisrael during the times of the Yavonim. Ukshagavra Balchus Beis Chashmonai, when the Beis Chashmonai, when they overpowered, during the Hanukkah story, Venitzchum, and they conquered and they won the war. So Achidas Migdal Shir. So they named the city Achidas Migdal Shir. Says the Gemara now, Amr of Yaisi Bar Chanina, Maidachsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk which says, Vasi Raisi Dama Mipev, Ushikutsa Vivenchina, Venishar Gamul Elokeinu, Vasi Raisi Dama Mipev, I'm gonna remove blood from his mouth, Zeh Beis Bamya Shalad. This is referring to removing the Beis Bamya, a type of Avodah Zarah that the Romans had, and Hashem's gonna remove it. Ushikutsa Vivenchina, the disgusting things from between its teeth, Zeh Beis Galya Shalad, a different Avodah Zarah. Unishar Gamul Elokeinu, but it's gonna remain for Hashem, Elu Bate This refers to the different shuls and bati midrashos in Rome that Klal Yisrael built during their time there in Golus. Those are going to remain. V'haya kaluf bi'Yehuda ve'Ekron kibusi, and Edom is going to be like aluf bi'Yehuda, and Ekron is going to be like Yerushalayim. Elu teratarios v'kirkasios sheba'Edom. This is referring to the different theaters, the places where they had their circuses in Rome. Sha'asid and sare Yehuda lulmay behen teira berabim. That it's going to eventually turn into places like bati midrashos. It's going to be places where Klal Yisrael is going to learn Torah, the Rabbim, in these humongous stadiums. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said that Lashem, when the Pasuk in Yeshua describes Lashem, Zu Pamayas, it's referring to the city of Pamayas. In Ekron, Te'aker, Zu Kesari, that's referring to the city of Kesari, Bas Edoim, Shaisa Metropolin, Shal Malachim, which was a metropolis of kings. Iga Da'ami Demar Bibamalki, some say because that's where the kings used to send their children to get raised. Viga Da'ami Demukmi Mina Malalki, that's where they used to appoint kings from this city. Now it says the Gemara that Kesari and Yerushalayim, regarding these two cities of Kesari and Yerushalayim, so im yomer lecha adam, if a person tells you charvu shtehen, that both of them were destroyed, Kesari, which is Bas Edoim, and Yerushalayim of the Yidden, so if someone says both of them were destroyed, al tamein, don't believe him. Yashu shtehen, that they're both being successful, also al tamein. Charva Kesari v'yashva Yerushalayim, charva Yerushalayim v'yashva Kesari, if someone says that one of them is destroyed and the other one is prospering, so then tamin, that you should believe, shenemar, as the pasuk says, imla hacharava. The pasuk in Yecheskel says, imla hacharava, imleyazu charavazu, imleyazu charavazu. When this one's prospering, this one is going down. When this one's prospering, this one's going down. They're never both prospering and never both going down. You see it from a pasuk in the Torah. It says that Rivka Yemenu was told when she was pregnant with Yaakov and Esav, that one of them is going to be stronger than the other. It wasn't specific which one's going to be stronger than which, meaning because it wasn't a specific thing. It was just that one of them is always stronger than the other. Rabbi Yitzchak said further that Ma'idich said, what's the meaning of the pasuk Yuchan Rasha Ba'alama Tzedek? Rabbi Yitzchak explained that this was a conversation between Yitzchak Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Amar Yitzchak of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak Avinu said in front of Hashem, he said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yuchan Esav, why don't you have any mercy? Why don't you have any rachmanus on Esav? I see you don't like Esav. You gave all the brachas to Yaakov Avinu. Well, I see you don't like Esav. Why not show favor to Esav? So Amar Lai, Hashem said, Rashu, because he's a Rasha. So Amar Lai, so Yitzchak Avinu said, Malama Tzedek, are you not able to learn any righteousness on Esav? You can't be Malama Tzchos. Amar Lai, Hashem said, no, Be'eretz Nechaychis Yavel, he's going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. And this is really bad. So Amar Lai, so Yitzchak Avinu said, if that's the case, Im Kain Bal Yira Geus Hashem, so that in a Chanami he should not see the greatness of Hashem. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak said further, Ma'idichsim, what's the meaning of the pasuk Al Titein Hashem Ma'avi in Rasha Zimamba Al Tafik Yerubu Selo? So Amar Yaakov of Ne'akadish Baruch Hu said Rabbi Yitzchak that this was a conversation between Yaakov Avinu and Hashem. And Amar Yaakov of Ne'akadish Baruch Hu, Yaakov said to Kadish Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam Al Titein Le'Esav HaRasha Tavas Liboy, don't give Esav HaRasha the things he desires. Zmamo al tafik, don't remove his muzzle. Let him accomplish the things he wants to. And says the Gemara that Zu Germania, it's a reference to Germania, or some have the Girsa Germania. They seem to say it's a reference to Germany. That's referred to Germany. Shall Edom, shall Malay Hein Yitzin Vachriven Kol Olam Kulay. If they would be able to do what they wanted, so they would go out and they would destroy the entire world. V'am Reb Chama Bar Chanina Tlasmea Malke Ketire Taga Ike BeGermania. That there are 300. Crown wearing kings in Germany, Shal Adoim, Utlas Mea Vishisan Vhamisha Mezavne Ika Biraimi, and his 365 chief men in Rome, Ubuhulyoima Nafkihani Lapihani. Every day some go out from each city to fight each other, Umakto Khan Minayu, one of them is killed, Umitardi Loikmi Malka, and then they're very busy appointing a new king. So this is Hashem's way of intervening to make sure that their Gayim are so busy killing each other, and in this way they don't have time to deal with Klal Yisrael.